Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Janine Lisitsky. She's Executive Director and President of Women Against Abuse. And Women Against Abuse is hosting a fabulous women-centric culinary event called Dish It Up on Wednesday, March 28th at 6 p.m. It takes place at Chess Cafe V at 600 North Broad Street. So what is Dish It Up, Janine?
Dish It Up is actually Philadelphia's only female chef competition, and it's Women Against Abuse's annual fundraising event. So we have the greatest chefs from all over Philadelphia, people from Park, female chefs, from City Tavern, from the Rittenhouse. We have so many great chefs who come together to compete.
Why is it so important to highlight the female chefs?
In an industry that's dominated by men, this is such a great way to showcase the great talent that we have in female chefs here in Philadelphia.
Can you give me a rundown of some of your chef participants, your chef testants?
Yes. We have Kiki Araneta from Poi Dog Philly, who was actually our 2016 winner, who will be back. Abigail Dahan from Park Restaurant, Jen Grosskruger from Ocean Prime, Mary Lockery from The Rittenhouse, Caitlin Mateo from the Red Owl Tavern, and so many others. In addition to the chefs doing the food, we also have dessert chefs who compete for that, and that's a People's Choice Award. It's really fun.
And it's a really important cause, I understand.
Yes, Women Against Abuse works to address domestic violence. And in our nation, 1 in 3 women in their lifetime will be a victim of serious physical abuse. And then there's children who are in that equation. So when you think about it, it's a large swath of our population. And Women Against Abuse not only provides direct services, safe haven, legal interventions, but we also work towards ending domestic violence through working with all city agencies and systems to change the way they work with people coming into their doors as well.
So tickets are $125. And where does the money go?
The money goes directly to supporting our services. So we count on that money to make our budget and to be able to continue to provide services to about 14,000 people a year.
Amazing. So how does it work? How does the competition work?
So we have such a beautiful space at Chess Cafe V, right on North Broad Street in Center City. All of the chefs are set up. People go and they're tasting. So, you know, and it's unlimited. You could go through a couple times if you want. Of course, people have their favorite and are rooting for them, but it's the judges who ultimately decide the savory winner, the Dish It Up Purple Dish Award.
How many stations are there?
Well, there's 21 chefs. So some of them are the dessert chefs, probably about 5 or 6, and the rest of them are savory.
So
and the interesting thing is, like, we have vegan chefs, we have kosher chefs, we have chefs who own their own restaurant, some who work for the large Garces or the Star restaurants.
So they're from all walks of culinary life.
Yes, which makes it really interesting. And people just have so much fun there. Like, it's a fast-moving event where, you know, people, it's sometimes hard to get people's attention when you want to talk a little when we have our program.
What's the most important part for you, or the most impactful part for you?
You know, I think as the executive director and president is just seeing the people that are willing to sacrifice and provide financial support to bring this mission to life. That is very encouraging for me. But also, this year, our theme is Our Voices, Our Stories, and we're bringing the stories alive. William Spratley, who is the father of a woman who was murdered by an abusive partner back in 2010, will be there to tell his story. He's become an amazing spokesperson on behalf of Women Against Abuse and all survivors of domestic violence to get the word out and stop this.
You were saying he went from a grief-stricken father to a real advocate for Women Against Abuse.
It was amazing to see how much he was willing to reach out and do, even though it caused him so much pain. Right after his daughter was murdered, he came to us, didn't know which way to turn. It was a terrible time. And he also has his three grandsons are now being raised by him because Amia was killed. Her baby was only a couple weeks old when she was killed. And he is just a model for healthy relationships, teaching those children about healthy relationships and being a spokesperson. And so over the years, he's become such an advocate, not only for Women Against Abuse, but for other organizations in Philly working against domestic violence.
Amazing. And all that money. So this is for a good, this is for a really important cause. All that money is going towards your services to help people like Amia's father and children. Okay, so we talked about the food, we talked about the cause. I understand there are some drinks you want to talk about?
Yes, we have every year a great signature purple cocktail that will be produced by mixologist Katie Loeb. And we also have Dock Street Brewery, who's our beer sponsor every year. Of course, we have wine, and this year we have La Colombe providing a cold brew station, which is really fun. And all of that I talked about, there's no additional charge for any of it. So when you purchase a ticket, which they're $125, you can get them on our website, womenagainstabuse.org. Everything is included, and it is such a fun night. We have a great text-to-pledge portion. In fact, Renee Amore, who's a health advocate and also has her own firm in terms of marketing, she's there as our honorary chair, and she's going to be leading that text-to-pledge. It's really fun. People are, like, calling out numbers, and it gets to be exciting to see the amount that we can raise together.
That's pretty exciting, I'm sure, for you as the CEO and president. Now, you said signature purple cocktails. The color of Women Against Abuse is purple?
The color is purple. Purple is the anti-domestic violence color nationally. So the whole event is kind of centered around purple. Everything's purple. We have the purple cocktail. We usually, the desserts, a lot of them will be purple. A lot of times they're purple cupcakes. And so people try to go with the purple theme. I always wear purple, and a lot of people who come also wear purple, but you don't have to wear purple.
So it's like a purple ribbon.
Yes.
So what naturally makes foods purple?
You know, people have used a lot of eggplant and purple cabbage. Now, last year we lifted the requirement of purple for the savory dishes because we wanted to have more of a variety and people were kind of focused on certain foods, you know. Unfortunately, because I'm so busy at the event, I don't get to taste any of the foods. I might glance at them.
So you didn't taste the 10 purple cabbage dishes?
I did not. No.
I'm just kidding. So it doesn't have to be purple, but the signature drinks, I'm interested what makes it purple.
I think many years they're using blue Curacao, but you know, every year it's something different.
What's your favorite part about Dish It Up?
I think to connect all of our supporters with the mission, and we do that through highlighting survivor stories. This year we have something really innovative where our residents who are living in our two safe havens, we have two 100-bed safe havens, always full. And we have to turn away about 14,000 people a year.
That's heartbreaking.
Because we don't have enough safe haven beds in Philadelphia. So the need is so great. But in any case, they are doing an art project and we're bringing it and going to have guests write notes to our residents and we're going to bring it back. So in essence, there'll be that connection and that exchange between the groups.
What does Women Against Abuse think about the Me Too movement this year?
We think it's amazing because it takes the shroud and the secrecy and the stigma and the shame, you know, the fear. People are coming out and they're being heard and there's changes being made. And it's just another great moment in time towards progress. You know, there's no one thing that's going to get us there. This is a complicated issue. But what's happening with Me Too, we're just so excited that survivors are stepping forward and being listened to. And
you must see people of all backgrounds, and you're probably thinking to yourself, well, I could have told you this for years.
All backgrounds coming through. I did hear just informally from someone who was talking to me about Me Too and said she thought that it was only for rich people who were able to come out and people believe them. And it was sad because she was experiencing sexual harassment here in Philadelphia, you know, and didn't feel like her voice was important. So I want to get across that everyone's voice is important. It doesn't matter if you don't have money. It doesn't matter if you're Black, white, Hispanic, you know, whoever you are, your voice is important and nobody deserves to be harmed.
Well, historically, a lot of marginalized people were not listened to and
yes.
were not heard and were not believed, which is why Me Too is such a strong, powerful movement because there's now power in numbers.
Absolutely. And, you know, people who are of color have multiple levels of oppression. So now they're already discriminated against because of the color of their skin, because they're a woman, and now they're being abused, and all of it just weights you down. You know, it's hard for people to get out of all of that.
Do your chefs have a story to tell, or are they just supporting the cause? Or you know what? Maybe you don't know.
You know what? I don't know. They're supporting the cause. The women chefs in Philly have just embraced this. And so Marcy Turney was one of the first, and Valerie Saffron from 13th Street. Everyone knows Barbuza, Little Nunas, Amanera. All of them, they supported us for years. And one year, Marcy Turney was the winner and then kept coming back to do pieces with us. She and Valerie are actually on the Women Against Abuse Honorary Council. So they continue to help us.
That's fabulous. And it's so great that there's so much female talent in Philadelphia.
Yes, Philadelphia is a great food city. And the female talent is huge. And some of our chefs, I think of Marcy Turney, and giving so many opportunities to women to work in a positive environment, like a positive food environment, you know, where I understand that there's a lot of negative environments in this industry.
And that's all part of the Me Too movement.
Yes. Breaking that open and making more possibilities for safe places.
Janine Lisitsky is executive director and president of Women Against Abuse. The event is called Dish It Up. It takes place on Wednesday, March 28th at 6 p.m. You can get tickets at womenagainstabuse.org. Once again, the event takes place at Chess Cafe V, 600 North Broad Street on Wednesday, March 28th at 6 p.m. $125 encompasses the whole night, and it's their biggest fundraiser of the year. Any last words, Janine?
Come on out, because you won't regret it. It is such a fun night. People just love it and rave over it. You know, it goes by so quickly. It's fast moving, and it's a great event.
Sounds like a delicious night.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you, Janine.
Thank you.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.